This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. We're talking about BioLargo Inc. and what they do. They make life better for delivering sustainable technology-based products that help solve some of the most widespread problems threatening the world's supply of water and food and agriculture, healthcare, and energy. Well, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO, and with us today, we're lucky to have him as the CEO of the company, Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks again.
You know, there's a lot of talk out there. You guys got a lot of things going on. So what's the game plan to get the company into positive cash flow?
Absolutely. It's the question of the hour, right? It's time to do that. No doubt about it. So remember, we're a sustainable technology incubator, right? I mean, what's happened is we've developed this whole series of platform technologies. We've plowed a ton of invested capital into these assets. We have 17 patents, multiple technologies finding their way to market. And here's the good news. We've really narrowed the focus to a couple of very exciting near-term opportunities that can take the company all the way to positive cash flow and beyond, okay? And so they're unfolding right before us, and those are two. The first is that our product, CupriDyne Clean, is finding market adoption. And so it's incredibly exciting. I want to talk in detail about that. And then the second is our engineering services commercial. So out of all of our portfolio, we have two commercial units. Both are experiencing dynamic growth. And so we're particularly excited. Now remember, CupriDyne Clean is this product that we invented a couple of years ago, and we figured out how to find a market for the industrial odor control and VOC, that's volatile organic compound control, right, or elimination. It's a safe, gentle, non-pesticide, it's affordable, and it's incredibly potent as a gentle oxidizer to break down things that smell bad. And so about a year ago, actually in the summer of 2017, we signed three national purchasing agreements with top industry players in the solid waste industry. Solid waste is the trash industry. And remember, when the trash truck goes to your curb, picks up your trash, it goes somewhere. And where it goes first is a transfer station, and then eventually it ends up in the landfill or into a recycle situation, right? So here's the deal. By the very nature of that industry, they have to manage things that smell bad and volatile organic compounds. That's gases, right? So here's the deal. With those three national purchasing agreements, we developed a formula. And the formula is really simple. Number one, we knew to break into this market, we had to deliver the number one performing product. Okay, so that's what we've done. Number two, we have to save the customer money. And our experience so far is that we're able to save the customer somewhere between 25 and 50% per month over the current products or the historical products that they've been using in the past. So we are definitely dislodging competition, okay? And then the third strategy is we targeted some of the largest customers in the world. We entered into national purchasing agreements with favorable pricing and terms and service, right? And we focused on these very large accounts so that we knew when we earned the trust with a small number of accounts that they had the opportunity to expand into hundreds. Well, that's exactly what's happening. So this very simple formula, straightforward, is being executed. It's being executed with precision, and thank God it's working. Because it's really been a challenge to get to this moment in time, but we're really experiencing the most dynamic time in the history of the company. Okay, now there's a couple of stories I want to share that I think really can drive home this point about the reason we're so excited and the significance of the opportunity. Okay, so a couple of really short stories I want to share. Recently, we were introduced into a transfer station in the Southern California market. And I had a chance to go over and tour the site with our team. And we were met by the heads of all the departments, a whole crew. And this client made their first purchase. Right now, it's about 3 weeks ago. And in their first 2 weeks of being serviced by our company, they had made over 10 reorders. and sales within about 2.5 weeks had already exceeded $20,000. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So I walked into this facility, and it's just, it's amazing. If you haven't been to a facility like this, to see it, this is 300,000 square feet. It's a clearing station where trucks, you know, 500 trucks a day are coming and going. There's bulldozers and grinders and earth movers and this massive infrastructure, right? And it's the center point where this trash from all the neighborhoods is concentrated and sorted and then culled, right? Sorted out. And they have two sorts, right? The first sort is they pull out things that are valuable for recycle. The second sort is they pull out things that aren't safe to be put in the landfill. So if you can imagine 300,000 square feet of waste that covers a major portion of the county, okay? Well, everything there has decay, okay? So odor's a big deal. Now, at this location, we were given the pleasure of touring the site and asked to propose a construction engineering design and build and construct the equipment and the resources for the delivery of our Cooper 9 Clean product, as well as expand the use of the product to literally every touch point in that operation. Okay, now, so what's new? Well, that's a sign of the opportunity that's unfolding for our company. It's taken us about a year to get to the point where they know it works, they trust our company, we do good service, we have the talent and the resources to not only deliver our chemistry, but also show our customers how to use it in the most effective way to get value for the product, to save them that 25 to 50%, and solve a problem that, frankly, they didn't even know they could solve. Okay? Have another one. We had a flagship client in the wastewater treatment industry. It's a large municipal client, one of the largest. We had a wonderful opportunity to begin working there about 6 months ago. As a result of that, they've become very comfortable with our service. They've become very comfortable with who we are. They also know the product works. They've seen value for the deployment of our product in their location. So we were contacted just a week ago, and they asked us to come over and again deliver a design, build, and construct proposal to expand the use of our product across, you know, literally a massive facility to really begin solving problems that in the past they just didn't even think were solvable.
Right.
Okay? All right. Another story that's really important, because we focus on these national purchasing agreements, you know, there's all sorts of things that have to happen for the sort of the stars to align for you to realize the potential of what these national contracts represent. For example, you know, these companies all did something before, which means they have contracts, they have existing suppliers, they've got a way of doing things that are set in motion, so you're disrupting that, having to make a change. You got to earn their trust, they got relationships. Here's the good news. All that is happening. Okay, so as a result of our being given the trust in a small way, we're now being given the trust in a very large way. So just this last week, we were invited by one of the senior execs at one of the national accounts to tour the country, to meet with 7 of the regional vice presidents, to begin expanding the presence of our technology across their network. Now, between all of our national accounts, okay, we have 3 national accounts under contract. It represents over 1,500 locations.
Wow.
15. Oh, yeah. It's really big business. So the concept here is we've done it right. We walked before we ran. We focus on service, value, excellence in product, great design. Now we complement this whole opportunity with this engineering, this design and engineering service component, and it really, really sets us up for a significant win. Now, just yesterday, I was sitting with the president of our odor division, and we were talking about sort of the advancement, right, because there's so much going on. And just yesterday, we got a call from a regional manager who had put us on hold, right? And it's, you know, when we see that, we always think, oh, what a shame, because we got this great product and you're using these other things. And, well, they explained. They said, well, we had a contract with a competitor. It just expired. They're out. You're in. Okay? And so that's kind of the way it works. You know, you have to keep showing up, and you have to be there and be there and be there and serve and serve and serve. And you earn that trust, and then, of course, you have to earn this business. I mean, look, as they say, it takes a year to earn the trust, and it takes a minute to screw it up.
That's right. That's right. My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He's the CEO of BioLargo. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. Can you bring us up to date on the commercialization of the water and medical technology that you guys are into?
Right. So, of course, so this is a great example. So remember, we're a technology incubator. We've been inventing all these platforms, developing this technology. So what do you do as an incubator? You advance it. You first of all, you invent it, you patent it, you prove it up, you figure out how to make it attractive for the marketplace. And so the medical and the water are in development. Now, here's the deal on the medical. Remember, we filed our first FDA application in the late fall of 2017. So that application is still in process, and we're winding through the FDA. It's a lot of work. We've got professionals involved. We're still incredibly optimistic and positive about what we've done. So as soon as that FDA approval is secured, then we can break through to commercialization. And that entity, Clyra Medical, was set up as a subsidiary with dedicated investors, dedicated team, dedicated staff, professionals at every level. Okay. And so it's on its own march. And really, BioLargo is more really of an investor, counsel, or support person as we incubate that technology so that that business can stand alone. And that's the strategy. Now, so first, we got FDA barriers. It's in process. Second, we have our second product about to file. So while we're in the first product, we're doing our second. And of course, that creates expanded opportunity. It takes us into potential licensing, the discussions with potential partners. So all of that is cooking, and we're very excited about it, but we're really anxious to get through that barrier, so are our shareholders, of course. Okay. Now, relative to water, just a few months ago, we presented our first data set that was published by the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California in a sponsored research project where we focused on two commercial activities. It's our first commercial data set delivered to really prove that technology up for the market. We're focused on very large grants. We've talked about it a long time. We've secured 55 grants, but we're really trying to move up the food chain into significant funding that can fund the commercial scale up and proving up of the commercial viability of the technology. So that's a development project, but I think the message for everyone is that we're narrowly focused on public finance, okay? And secondarily, if everybody can remember, that water technology started in the oil sands years ago. We were creating a big research project with the top oil and gas players in the oil sands business up in Alberta, Canada. The oil sands is coming back, and we're primed to win here. And with the rebound in pricing, with the renewed interest in environmental concerns over the oil sands produced water and tailings ponds, there's a whole renewed focus. And the good news is that we've survived not only with the core invention that we started with, but the robustness of its proof of claim, its scalability, the complement of our engineering group. And so we're really excited about the next phase, which is unfolding as we speak. So get that public money, get into the commercial trials. And we think it's going to set us up for an incredibly significant win down the road.
Well, that brings me to my next question. You know, you got all these great products. You're about to get some FDA approvals. Some have already approved. Are you at the point where you can narrow the point and focus on execution of sales?
Exactly, right. So think about that concept again. So as a technology incubator, right, you do all these things, and all of a sudden, right, you find the breakthrough moment. So what is that? Well, it's really simple. The number one priority in our opportunity basket is the CupriDyne Clean product. We have the clarity of the opportunity. It's massive. It's a huge business with literally 100,000 potential customers out there, okay? It's never been more predictable, more certain. We believe more achievable. We've got client references. We've got infrastructure in place. We just added more account executives, and we're going to add some more. We're sort of mobilizing all our internal resources to come to bear, including our engineering group, to support this very thriving business. And really, it's a dramatic shift from technology and product development into execution of a growing dynamic business. So that's number one. Number two, for medical, really simple. The business is built to stand alone. We don't have to do it all. What we need to do is get it through the gate. We're knocking on the door, get it through the door, get it in a position where the marketplace can understand it's got a commercial future with regulatory approval. It's a big barrier to entry. We're knocking on the door, we're going to get through it, and that'll set the stage for it to really take off. And then for water, it's real simple. Public funding and the oil sands really make for a very concentrated, significant win. So yeah, so that's how you do it.
My guest today has been Dennis Calvert, CEO of BioLargo Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. I think they're very undervalued here, around 28 cents a share. In closing, Dennis, is there anything that you would like to expand upon and get out there to the listeners? We have about 20 seconds left.
Perfect. Thank you for having me, Everett. So, yes, I think there's a bunch I can say real quick. I can say without reservation that we're in this business to win, and we're in it to win big. Okay, we could have never survived the course without our loyal investors and shareholders, so we're eternally grateful. And then it reminds me of the famous Winston Churchill quote, right? For everyone like us who sets out to do something that's never been done, never, ever, 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 ever give up. So go BioLargo.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30, 40 days and give us an update. That was BioLargo, ticker symbol BLGO. Check them out. Trading at 28 cents a share. I feel that they're very undervalued here. Dennis, thank you for coming back on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.